They're still looking for whoever fired the shots. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News in New York and Washington.
When you have large gatherings in a dense area, all it takes is one person introducing a gun to the situation that makes it deadly.
D.C. Police Chief Robert Conti after a shooting last evening that left a 15-year-old boy dead.
Sunday's shooting was tied to a Juneteenth celebration, but officials say organizers did not have a proper permit for the street-side concert. Police were even trying to break up the event due to earlier chaos before the shooting began. Witnesses telling Fox they even heard the teenage victim call for his mom shortly after those gunshots first rang out. And while he was killed, there were also multiple other people hurt in last night's shooting, including a police officer. He's expected to be okay, last listed in stable condition.
Fox's Mark Meredith in D.C. He referenced Juneteenth. It's a new federal holiday being observed today, commemorating the final day that slaves were freed in Texas after the Civil War ended in 1865. In the New York City shooting, one person was killed after midnight in the Harlem neighborhood, eight others wounded.
A gun was found at the scene. It's not known what led up to the incident, but police are looking into whether those shot were at a barbecue or a gathering of some kind when the shooting happened.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Yellowstone National Park will partially reopen Wednesday after flooding washed away roads and bridges, even some homes in devastated communities in Montana. It'll be another hot day from Kansas up to Wisconsin to Minnesota, areas under either heat advisories or excessive warnings. It's already 84 degrees at 9 a.m. in Minneapolis. It could hit a record 100. Dr. George Morris says be careful of signs of heat exhaustion.
I don't feel right. I feel tired. I'm sweaty. I'm clammy. My pulse is going a little faster.
But for some kids, it's fun beating heat, playing in water in a park.
I like getting wet, and I like how they have lots of sprinklers that you can choose from.
And children as young as 6 months old will start getting jabs of COVID vaccines this week after final approval. America's listening to...
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Fox. Well, on a typical Monday, we give you the stock market update right now, but there isn't one this morning because of the Juneteenth federal holiday. The market is coming off a big sell-off in recent days. The Dow's gone down 11 of the past 12 weeks. Trading will resume tomorrow. The price of oil barely budging, still around 110 bucks a barrel, just under that. Gas is down a fraction for a sixth day in a row. AAA's national average for regular, $4.98 per gallon. That's 3 cents less than last week's record high.
Republicans say gas prices have essentially doubled since President Biden took office. Biden has countered the war in Ukraine accounts for part of that. National Economic Council Director Brian Deese said on Fox News Sunday, domestic oil companies can also help to bring those costs down.
About 1 million barrels a day of capacity came off. Companies took that offline during COVID. Some of that has been shifted to produce biofuels, but other facilities are standing idle.
Deese says the oil companies can use profits from the current prices to do more drilling, as the president has encouraged. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
At the movies, a Toy Story spinoff didn't quite go to infinity and beyond.
Lightyear lands in second place on its first weekend in theaters.
To infinity.
Are you trying to get me to pull your finger?
Don't fall for it.
No, not like that.
Sorry, it's a thing your grandma and I used to do.
Yeah.
The Pixar release blasting off with 51 million in ticket sales, not enough to stamp out the dinosaurs. Jurassic Park Dominion holding on to first place, selling $58.7 million worth of tickets in its second weekend. Top Gun Maverick takes the number three spot, adding $44 million in its fourth weekend in theaters. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
A golfer from England won the U.S. Open.
I absolutely love winning, and I don't care who it is. Like, I just want to beat everyone.
It's not just Matt Fitzpatrick's first major championship, it's his first win on the PGA Tour. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.